The Wind on a Wednesday, Christopher Cross, taking you back in time. Oh yeah, it's Radio Life and Style, to where real music lives. And in amongst all the cool tunes, cool info, and on a Wednesday, we're getting the wheels spinning, a motoring moment for you. And look, the thing is, as I mentioned just before this little musical break, the petrol price in the headlines once again. Okay, petrol coming down, we'll take it, for sure. Every little bit helps. But the bottom line is, it's still quite a... quite a shock to the system every time you have to fill up your tank if you are driving a large motor vehicle or just anything with four wheels, really. And looking at the price of things these days, suddenly the prospect of less petrol, more living and maybe more fun could be achieved with two wheels. And looking at maybe trading in your bucky for a scooter, if you can swing it, I think it's probably never been more attractive than right now. And when it comes to two-wheeled brands that carry serious weight and have a really big following, well, certainly the name Vespa has got everything going for it. It's an iconic Italian brand, really well represented here on the KZN North Coast. And if you ever made your way past the Vespa KZN showroom in Mplanga, well, you'll know just what an eye-catching array of vehicles they've got on offer. Don't just take it from me, though. In the studio with me this morning, I've got the branch manager of Vespa KZN, Fernando Biermann, is in the house. And Fernando, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm good, doing good, thanks yourself.
Great to have you on a fresh Wednesday. Thanks for scootering down from Mplanga. And I'm glad you're joining us on this Wednesday Wheels chat, because I recently connected with you and you mentioned something to me, a really special service that you offer from Vespa KZN. And it's aimed at really equipping a new raft of riders with confidence and the skills and the capability to ride safely. Because this is something I've been thinking about. Okay, the idea of a scooter, I'd really like to you know, get saddled up and just be scooting around, but I've never really been a bike guy or a scooter dude, and how do I even begin to start getting clued up, to start getting comfortable and to start riding safely? Because it's obviously it's way different. The rules of the road still apply, but just the whole mindset and the skills that require a safe journey on a set of two wheels, there's a lot to consider. And if you don't know, you don't know, but clearly you do know. So first off, Vespa, sexy brand. How long have you been in the house and heading it up in KZN?
I took over recently, trying to think now, June, July, I took over, so it's fairly new. But yeah, back to riding side of things. When you've been riding for a long time, it's a period of time, you pick up little quirks and tricks and things that you need to look out for.
And you're a veteran rider yourself.
Yeah, so I've been on the road for, geez, almost 14 years now.
It's well in your system.
Oh, it's well in the system. I don't think it'll ever get out of there, to be honest. Two wheels is part of life now.
For sure. And you've now got that programming. A lot of stuff is second nature when it comes to being out riding. There's things that you're doing almost on autopilot. But for a newbie, someone who's just learning, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you can get a learner's license for a two-wheeled vehicle. 16?
16 years old, yeah.
So, I mean, this could be for someone who's looking to get to school and back, you know. A scooter could be a really viable and attractive option right now.
100%.
As a parent, though, you want to make sure that your youngster is going to be safe on the road and that they know what to look out for and what to do.
100%. So what we do focus on is we don't just teach them how to operate the machine. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, back to when I first bought my bike, the guy really didn't care if I knew how to operate the thing.
The salesman,
just wanted the sale, eh? But that's what we do. We look at a proactive approach. I mean, we can teach you how to operate the machine itself, but then we can take it one further and actually teach you some of the tricks that we've learned over the couple of years that we've been riding. You know, things that to look out for. Little safety tips, quirks. It's being proactive to avoid a situation, then also reduce the risk of crashes and accidents and things like that. So on that side of things, that is where we are focused on. We're looking at the proactive approach on avoiding situations.
I think this is fantastic. I don't really know any other brand or local dealership that is offering a special kind of crash course in safe safe scooter or two-wheel driving. So this is a thing that you guys have been piloting. It's been really successful so far. It's a Saturday affair, and you hold it out in Mplanga in a sort of a kind of a safe, empty car lot space. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. So what we do is we look at focusing, obviously, if it's new time riders, people that haven't ridden before, we try and introduce them to the machine first so they can operate the machine correctly. Then we take them out onto the quieter roads of the Mplanga section in that time of the mornings, where we focus on teaching them how to operate and navigate the road correctly. You know, the rules of the road stand for bikes and motorbikes alike. But
sure,
with a car, you're kind of stuck inside a cage, where with a motorbike, you're not in that cage. You don't have that protective bubble like you have with the rest of it. And our biggest concern is always the vehicles around us. So how we focus on navigating around those vehicles and being safe on doing so. So it's not just a case of throwing you onto a machine and saying, listen, this is the accelerator, that's the direction. No, no, no. We actually take you out on the road. We show you little tips, tricks, and quirks on how to navigate around busy navigation sections, so cars, traffic jams, things like that. We also look at being proactive, so how to approach stationary vehicles. We all know the one thing that on the road is always unpredictable is a parked car. And motorbikes aren't as noticeable on the road because 90% of the time they don't see you in their mirrors, or people don't use their mirrors as often, and it's not something that people look out for. So taking the proactive approach, we look at focusing and teaching you how to look for certain things and signs and little red flags, if you can put it like that, on how to navigate that road. So generally, it's when it comes to those situations that we actually take you through the process. We don't just teach you how to operate the machines, we teach you how to operate the road safely on that machine.
Fantastic. And here's the thing. Do you need to already be a scooter owner or a Vespa owner in order to take advantage of this offering, this service?
Not at all. I mean, we offer the service freely to anyone. I mean, the whole point of this whole initiative is to get more people riding safely on the road. I mean, two bikes is not a common commute of transport in South Africa. In certain parts of it, it might be a little bit more active than others. But, I mean, in a day-to-day basis, not everyone's operating a motorbike. And like you said, petrol prices are ridiculous. Even though they're coming down, I remember petrol price being R3 once upon a time. That seems like a very far distance,
yeah.
A little affair there. But what we do is we offer the service to anyone. New riders, existing riders, people that want to, you know, increase their riding skills or road navigation, people that might know how to operate a machine but don't know how to navigate the road, it's open to anyone.
And obviously, you know, a two-wheeled option opens up other possibilities, particularly, you know, I'm thinking situations like where there is standstill traffic and you might be able to weave your way through, or sort of, what do they call it, splitting lanes?
Lane splitting, yeah.
And if you don't know how to do that safely, as a newbie, as a young rider, as a green rider, you could get yourself into some sticky situations, some trouble and possibly injury or accident. We don't want that.
No, 100%. And that's where we teach you those little quirks. Like I said, yet again, most of the time, some of the riders have only learned these skills over periods of riding, you know, navigating the road themselves.
Yeah.
You know, safety is our first and foremost priority. As a rider, you've got to take everything into account. You've got to be more vigilant. You've got to be more observant. You've got to be more aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
You've got to pay attention to everything.
Would you say, I mean, because there's that the conception or the misconception that's out there that bikes are inherently more dangerous than cars. Is that, would you say that statement is accurate, or
I think that is a little bit of a misconception due to the fact that it's not the fact that bikes are more dangerous. I just think the awareness around bikes makes it more dangerous, or the lack of awareness around bikes makes it more dangerous. So, for instance, like I said, a driver on a bike is not as noticeable as a car.
Yeah.
A big car, you can see it coming from a mile away. With a motorbike, we're trying to spread the awareness around the rider, the person on the bike, and also the people in the cars looking out for bikes. Bike awareness is, I mean, there's a massive, massive initiative for it. You know, watch out for bikers, keep out, you know, look out, and there's all these initiatives around the biking lifestyle. The thing about bikes is you've got that diversity, and when you have that diversity where you can go anywhere and do anything, you kind of don't get that the same as a car. There's actually a saying I read recently. It said, when you're driving in a car, you're peering through a window with a frame. So you're experiencing the outside world like you're watching television. Where, if you're on a bike, you're taking away that frame. You're actually living the scene. And that's something that actually hit me quite close, because I do that quite often. I mean, I'll go riding for the sake of riding. It's not the sake of getting to a destination.
It's an experience.
100%.
You're immersed in it.
That's it.
And if you've never really experienced it, it's kind of hard to appreciate it. It's kind of hard to wrap your brain around. But if you're looking to get your first taste and to learn how to do it responsibly, safely, and confidently, then this is your chance to book a free riding lesson with Vespa KZN, holding these regular Saturday sessions, giving you a full breakdown and a tour of the machine, and how to start getting out confidently onto the roads, and taking your first steps towards getting licensed and becoming a confident rider of scooters or two-wheeled vehicles. And then, hey, listen, while you're on the scene, why don't you check out what's hot in the dealership? I'm sure there'll be there'll be plenty on offer for you to eyeball. Vespa has never been a sexier brand. It's just the new models that are out, really eye-catching. And as far as two-wheeled innovation goes, some of the most attractive and safest two-wheeled vehicles on the roads, my humble opinion. You've also got Aprilia in the house as well.
Yeah, so obviously Vespa and Aprilia is owned by the same company, so it's under the Piaggio group.
Piaggio, so, yeah!
No, there we go, yeah. So, I mean, it's both Italian motorbikes. One is obviously more luxury, more lifestyle, more practicality in that sense, and then you also have the Aprilia side, which offers you a sportier version of the retro style Vespa.
Wicked. And for those that are keen to find out more and to inquire about getting some experience on the riding front, and just keen to talk bikes, talk scooters, talk Vespa and Aprilia, how can folks get in touch with you and the Vespa KZN dealership in Umhlanga?
So, firstly, obviously, our contact number is 031-566-3416. You guys can always reach us there. And then if you want to make a booking for free riding lessons, that would be fernando@vespa.co.za.
Fernando@vespa.co.za. Send that email to the man you've just been hearing right now on the microphone, Fernando Birman. He is the man behind the dealership, Vespa KZN, based in Umhlanga, and a seasoned rider who would love to help make you feel confident and capable behind the handlebars of a Vespa or any two-wheeled vehicle. Fernando, thanks for scootering into studio, as I said. Looking forward to catching up with you at the dealership in the not-too-distant future, maybe over an espresso. I mean, you're right across the way from the Old Town Italy. It ties in beautifully with your brand. So,
of course,
yes. I mean, what are they? When in Rome? And wishing you a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, my friend.
Thank you very much for having us in studio, man.
You heard it on 88. Taking you for a test drive now. Here's Ariana Grande. She's on the back of a Vespa.